And good morning. It is 8:18. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. I'm News Director Jonathan Reeves. And joining me on the phone lines right now, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman. Senator Bozeman, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to KASU.
No, thanks so much for having me, as always.
It's great to have you on. One of the things I know that's been part of a national conversation, there was just a segment on Morning Edition where a senator was talking about kind of what's been going on in Washington in response to the Parkland, Florida shooting that happened 2 weeks ago. Now, there's a lot of pressure coming from Florida about gun control, and some people have even been on Capitol Hill demanding changes to take place. How do you respond to those calls for action to take place when it comes to how to respond from the Parkland, Florida shooting?
Well, I know one of the things that Senator Blumenthal has been calling for is actually, and so many others, we have a lot of laws on the books right now and a lot of procedures that have been in place. When you look at the Texas church shooter, you know, he simply should under no circumstances be allowed to have a gun, and yet he fell through the cracks because of the Air Force not reporting him. Because of that, the services have started reporting, and literally we found thousands of people in the same situation. That should have never occurred in the first place. With the tragedy that we've had in Florida, everything's broken down at every level. This is an individual that the police were called out 30-plus times. There was warnings in the sense of the school being very, very concerned about this individual. Students were concerned. The list goes on and on. And having a resource officer there, a deputy, that not being procedure followed. So those are the things I think we really need to concentrate on, and I think we can really make great strides. We know who a lot of these people are. We need to identify them. We need to hold them accountable, and I think that would go a long way to solving the problem in the future.
Yeah, I think that when we talk about here in Jonesboro, a lot of people here in Jonesboro, as you know, remember what happened almost 20 years ago with the Westside Middle School shooting that took place. And so so whenever a lot of people in Jonesboro hear about things like what happened in Parkland, it just opens up those old wounds again.
No, certainly everyone in Arkansas, you know, is familiar with that, and that's one of those things that I don't think anybody that lived through that tragedy as a person either in the area or in the state will ever forget.
So one question, though, that I've heard a lot of people here in Jonesboro ask, it's just another shooting that took place. Why is it still happening 20 years later? I mean, what is it going to take to really get this thing fixed where we don't have these kinds of issues and where parents don't have to feel like that they're afraid of their children going to school?
Well, I think that ultimately we're always going to have, you know, terrible people running around. In a little bit, I'm going to get to go see Billy Graham, Lyon State. And, that was his message. You have to change hearts. You have to change minds. But in the short term and really dealing long term in the sense that that's not going to happen with everybody, I think one of the first starting places is you have to secure our schools. And I'm very much in favor of doing, whatever it takes in that regard. After 9/11, that was done with box cutters. That's how the people attacked those on the plane and secured the plane. We didn't outlaw box cutters. We did, but we also secured the airports. And I think that's a discussion that we need to have at every level of government, local, state, federal, to see how we can do that. And then also just do a much, much better job of identifying these individuals that are almost screaming out, I'm gonna be a mass murderer in the case of this young person.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. I had a question from a listener I'd like to ask in relation to this about a mental illness, and that Congress reversed an Obama-era law to add the mentally ill to the background checks registrar around the same time last year, back in February of 2017. But in light of the shootings that took place, and of course with the anniversary of Westside coming up, there has been a discussion of mental illness as a possible cause of mass shootings. Well, how will any new policy created to address that issue differ from the one that was reversed by Congress?
Well, I think when you visit with the police, law enforcement, one of the real concerns they have is that the HIPAA laws, the laws that allow you not to talk about people that are showing signs of mental illness, not to pass that along to law enforcement is a huge problem. The trouble there is those types of laws are very difficult to change because we all want to be protected against people essentially not knowing the medical problems that we face and things. So I think that's something that we need to look at, and those are the kind of things that Congress will be looking at. Those are the kind of things that the states can be looking at. So it's going to take a concerted effort to really see where the loopholes are at and see if we can make a difference. But not just finding things to find them. We need to look and see what's happened in the past with these things and how we don't. I guess what I'm saying is we don't need to just do something. We need to do the right thing.
How do you think President Trump has been responding to the shootings, and is he providing any kind of leadership in this regard, do you think?
I think he is. He's convened the listening session. He's very, very serious about, as a father, a grandfather, he's very, very serious about this, as is the rest of the nation.
Well, what has he, by way of proposing, some of the things that he specifically proposed, what are your thoughts on some of those things, like from arming teachers, maybe looking at background checks and those kinds of things?
Well, I think, in regard to arming teachers, that has to be a local decision. And I'm very much in favor of securing the school facility. I think you can do that with having law enforcement working in conjunction with the schools. You can actually hire guards as they do at courthouses, in other words, security services. Or you could, in some cases, if the school district is willing to provide the training and you have the individuals that would like to do it, arm teachers or somebody along that case, coaches, whatever. There's actually several districts in Arkansas that are doing that. So these are things that are out there right now, but we do need to figure out a way to make sure that that each school is doing something to prevent having individuals like this present.
Do you think we need to do a deeper look at background checks in those regards, or do you think that how do you view the laws? Do you need any changes in regards to those background checks?
Well, there's several bills out there right now. Senator Cornyn has one that is looking at how you get people on the list, making sure people don't fall through the cracks like we did with the Texas shooter. This individual, if he had been charged for all of the terroristic threatening that he'd done through the years, he would have had a criminal record, he would have had a felony, and then he would have been on the list. Cruz and has a bill also, in the same regards. So yeah, there's lots of activity on that front, lots of discussion. There'll be hearings in the future, and then again, working together with presidential leadership, hopefully we'll get something done.
If someone, and this comes from another listener, if someone was to put together a town hall meeting to discuss gun safety in Arkansas, would you be willing to participate in that, like Senator Marco Rubio did at a recent town hall?
I'd have to think about that.
Why?
It would depend on.
Why? Why would you have to think about it?
Why would I have to think about it?
Yeah, about participating in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm all over the state right now talking to law enforcement, talking to individuals about this. So I think that that's probably a lot more productive than getting in a situation with some of your listeners and just kind of shouting back and forth, which sadly, that's what so many of our town halls have fallen into in recent years. I was asked to, I think 3 years ago, to go to Little Rock, and I was the keynote speaker on a large group throughout Arkansas about civil discourse. Being able to disagree without being disagreeable. I was asked because I was somebody that was known to be that way. But sadly, you know, so many of the situations that we have now, it's not about discussing the issues. It's just about who can yell the loudest.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joins us here on KASU. Let's talk about, you were in Searcy last Friday talking about Interstate 57. I think there was some revealing of the future I-57 signs that took place. If you don't mind, I guess an environmental study is being conducted to determine the possible routes for the new interstate. Is there any kind of a timetable for when we can expect to have, you know, public input or anything like that in that regard?
Well, all of that's going forward. The first step, though, is having the designation. This was kind of the first step that you do. The reason that it's so important is one of the first things that industry looks at in setting up in an area, setting up in a community or region, is having access to interstate. So, it's all about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's all about providing the opportunity for industry to come in and be helpful to the community in that regard. So it's a great step in the first direction. We'll be working with Scott Bennett at the Highway Department, also our regional commissioner, Alec Farmer, who does a tremendous job, and again, just kind of pushing forward.
Could this be something that, let me ask you this. I know, obviously, this is something, from what I understand, would be an interstate that would go from Little Rock to St. Louis. Is that correct, from what I understand?
Yes.
Okay. So what about Missouri? I know that you all can build up to Arkansas. Have you been able to gauge from Missouri about kind of how that process is going in that regard, please?
Yes. Essentially, you go to Sykeston and then turn north, going up to Chicago and things. So, very much so. And they're excited about it. The other thing that's so good about these types of projects is this isn't done by a community. This is all of the communities along that line banding together, working hard, showing the need. Because again, it's something that takes a lot of work, and it takes not just the Arkansas delegation, but it'll take the Missouri delegation weighing in also to try and get the funding that we need to go forward.
Last question, by way of immigration reform, the Supreme Court recently reversed a decision to end DACA in March. What's the next step for Congress to address immigration reform and the state of dreamers, especially for ones in Arkansas?
Well, we'll continue to try and find a compromise. I think the president is actually being very reasonable in saying we need to secure the border. We will go ahead and take care of the dreamers, who I've had the opportunity to visit with a bunch of them. I mean, they're as American as any of us. I visited with people that were homecoming queens, top of their class, you name it. So everybody wants to take care of them, but you do have to secure the border. You have to enchain migration in the sense that you're not only talking about them coming in then, but bringing in extended family. And the numbers, really go up exponentially as a result of that. And then the visa lottery system. I think almost when you poll people and explain it to them, that makes no sense at all in this day and age. So I think those requests are very reasonable. When I talk to Dreamers, they think they're very reasonable also. So right now, we have to work with Senator Schumer and Senator Pelosi that so far are holding this thing hostage.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, great to have you back on the air again. We look forward to talking to you monthly here on KASU, and thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you as always so much for having me.
And that's U.S. Senator John Bozeman here on KASU. Of course, you can listen to that back here on KASU on the website. We'll have that posted for you here in just a few minutes. Of course, you can that on the podcast as well. Right now, 56 degrees. Expect a high of 68. Today, it is 833.